Okay, let's begin our discussion of Bava Basra, Daf Mem Vav. And we are on Mem Hey Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Masiv Rava, we just had a machlokas between Abaya and Rava regarding the issue in the Mishnah that says, Uman Ein Lo Chazaka. Uman Ein Lo Chazaka. And after all the dust settles, there is a machlokas Amoraim between Abaya and Rava. There was a machlokas, what exactly is the case? Did we have Edim that it was given over to the Uman? Do we know it's in the Uman's possession now? Does he have a migo to say that lohayit v'hameolam or l'kuchu biyadi solamaskana? There was a machlokas in a case where there were no edim that he received the item, but we see the item in his rishus right now. So then, in that case, does he have a migu that he would be believed and he would be able to have a chazaka? So Rava says yes, that he would have a migu and he would be believed, and Abaya says no. So Masiv Rava l'siyue le. I'm sorry, that was between Rava and Abaya. Rava and Abaya. So now Rava is bringing a raya to Rava. So Masiv Rava l'siyue le Rava. I'll bring a raya to Rava that the uman will be believed in the case where there were no edim for the mesira up to the uman, and there are, but we know that it's in his rishus right now, as follows. Hanose talisa l'uman. If somebody gives their talis to the uman in order to work with uman omer. So this machlokas is not about whether he has the item or not, but the issue is how much was the pay that they had agreed upon. So uman omer shtayim katastali. Uman says that you said that you were going to pay me two. Falo omer lo katasti locha ela achas. And he said no, I only agreed to pay you one. So this machlokas about how much the agreement was to get paid. So calls man shat talis biyad uman. As long as the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis called by Shatalis Biad Uman, if as long as the talis, the Uman still has the talis and he hasn't given it back yet, Al Balabayas Lahavi Raya. Then the Balabayas has to bring a raya that he only agreed to pay one, and if not, he has to pay two. We'll see. The basis for this is a migu, as we'll see, migu that he could have said lakuach biyadi. He's holding the talis. But nesanalo, once the uman gives the talis back to the balabayas, then it depends. Bismano nishpa v'notel. If it's at the time, during the time that he's supposed to get paid, so then the worker is nishpa v'notel, as we learned earlier, and that is because An balabais is torid bepalav at the time that he's paying his workers. So then he doesn't always know exactly who he paid, who he didn't pay. He's paying a lot of workers. So therefore, the poel midrabanan can be nishpa v'notel, one of the shvuos derabanan of arzmana. But once the time passed, then amosi mechavero alav haraya. So then we say amosi mechavero alav haraya, and that is the poel now has to bring a raya that he is going to get paid too. If not, the talis and the one stay with the balabais. So that exactly that is the brisa. So now we want to know what's the raya that Rava is bringing to Rava, and then we'll get back to talking about the case more. So, hechidami, idika edim, if there are edim by the original mesira to the uman. So if there were edim, mistama, they witnessed also what the conditions of the agreement were. So, if there were edim, what's the whole case that we're talking about? Idika edim, lechzi edim, my kamri. So ask the edim, what are they saying? You know, how much was the agreement for? So obviously, we don't have that. El alav, dolak edim. It must be rather that there are no edim, fikatani uman, and yet it says there were no edim that there was original mesira, but mistama, we see the talis here, and what does it say? It says that the uman is going to be believed while he has the talis. El alav, dolak edim, fikatani uman mehemin, migo di bay amar lukuchi biyadi. Right, migo that he could have said, he's holding the talis, there were no edim that he got it as a item to fix, so therefore he could say he has a migu that he would have been believed to say I bought it. So he's believed to say what he actually did say, that you agreed to pay me too. Mehemanami agre question mark or raya to Rabba that the uman is believed in this case, right? This one case, as we said, Delamaskana is a machlokas between Abaya and Rabba. So the Gemara says no. Maybe it's not talking about that case. Lo la olam deleka edim. Really, there are no edim there were no edim on the, like we said, on the original, but on the original Masir Vahu, de lo ra'a. Here we don't see the item. That's why he has the Miko. That's why he's going to be believed. The only time that Abaye says he wouldn't be is if the item is here, and we have Edom that the item is here. But if the item is not here, then he can say so if he says that, so then we would believe him as well. Good. Let's go back to one point that the Rishonim here discuss. When it says that the talis that is in his hand, the Uman still has the talis, so he's believed to say it was two, and therefore he's able to take his wages of two. Does he have to take a shvua when he takes that? When he takes the two, and he says, these are my wages, does he have to take a shvua? So the Brisa here does not mention a shvua. And the next line of the Brisa mentions a shvua, which makes it sound like you don't need a shvua here. Because the next line says, nishba v'notel. So the question is here, what about the first case? He's able to keep his talis and take his wages without a shvua? So the answer we've shown him, why would that be? Why wouldn't he have to take a shvua here? After all, the Rishonim compare it to a different case, a case of malva al hamashkon. If I'm holding the mashkon, am I believed to say that you didn't pay me back yet or what the loan was? So the Rishonim discussed that. They all quote the riff in the tshuva. Demishiyesh biyado mashkon. I'm reading it from the Rashba. Kasav Ravafasi b'tshuva. Demishiyesh biyado mashkon shu neman ad kedei damav. He's believed up until the amount of the mashkon. Afilu kein harihu nishba b'rikitas chepetz. Kishvu as hamishna. He has to swear. He has to swear because he's going to give back the mashkon and then he's going to take the money. V'lo amrinan migu di boy amr lakuach ubiyadi. So he has to rishon. V'cheina mi'apa v'isha mashkon biyado. No tel chashvin amlei. Even though he's holding the mashkon, it's considered a nishba v'notel because he's going to be taking money from the love. And that's why he has to swear. Shahare eino notel klum b'guf hamashkon. Elo sheyesh lo lito mi'bal hamashkon. Kein v'kein. And therefore, ask the Rishonim why, in the case of Milva al Hamashkon, does the Malveh, who's holding the Mashkon, who's demanding getting paid back, he would have to take a Shvua if there's a Machlokas about whether he paid back or not, while over here, it doesn't sound like there's a Shvua. So the Rashba himself here says, no, Lav Dafka. Doesn't say Beferish, there's no Shvua here. You get that impression because of Nishma Benotel? No. Valesa, says the Rashba. The Kfar Pirsha, Harab, Ibn Migash, the Perakal and Nishman. We have the Rimigash on Baba Basra and Shvuas. So he says, look at the Rimigash and Shvuas. He says, the Beresha Nami Nishma. Right? The Beresha is also talking about a case of Shvua. So that's why, that's how you answer the Stira. Right? Number one. The other way you can answer it, the other extreme, he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, who he doesn't like. Because Rabbeinu Ephraim kasav, dekol mi shetoin al hamashkon, notel, below shvua. Don't switch this case, switch that case. We're trying to figure out a distinction between the cases. Why, milva l'mashko, you would have to take a shvua, and here not. So the Rashba says, switch this case. You do take a shvua here. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, switch that case. You don't take a shvua there. Because that's also considered nishba, maybe not the notel. I'm holding something, I'm holding the mashkon, and therefore I'm being machzik. But you're giving me the money, that's not called notel, that's giving me money in lieu of the mashkon. So who says that's nishba v'notel? Misha towin ala mashkon, notel below shvua. And therefore you can take it without a shvua. Right? There's a Yiddish phrase that many of the Achronim use in the Mashkon Sugya. In der Mashkon lichter chov. Right? In the Mashkon there's a chov. The chov is there. It's a concrete representation of the chov. And therefore when I get the chov, maybe it's not looked at as nishba v'notel. Because I'm holding the Mashkon. I already have what's an item from you. So those are two answers to the question of making that there is no distinction between the two. But if we look in the Ramban has a fundamental answer. The Ramban in the Melchamas in Shavuos, on Daf Chav Zayin, Amar Aleph, and Daf Yarif, he says there's a difference between holding onto a mashkon and having to give back the mashkon and getting the money that I'm owed. That's a case that might be called Nishma V'notel. But in a case where I'm holding the item that I worked for you, and now I'm getting money, I'm getting paid for my work, maybe that's not considered nishba v'notel. Because I have the item here, in there are my wages. I worked on this item. You have to pay me in there. It's less of a notel case, and that's why maybe you would not require a shvua here, even though you would require a shvua there. Says the Ramban, Lefichach ani omer, Delodami mashkon dischirus l'shar hatainus. Right, that he calls it mashkon deschirus. It means he's holding on to the item until he gets his money back. Vilomi boy lamanda amar uman kone b'sheva kli. And not only according to the one that the uman acquires the kli through his working. Diketoin al gufa shamashgon dami. Ela afilu lamanda amar ein uman kona b'sheva kli. Even if you don't say that, kivan devadai islay alei agra. In our case, he for sure owes him something. The question is what he owes him. The agre tafislay ketoin al gufa shokli dami. The mikna kani le kli adiyav le agre. He gives him the kli until he gets the money. I wasn't less than giving you the mashkon until I pay you. Vishakile, the iu gufe hemune himne luuman aagre, ki masale kli, vimlo tomarkein lohinakta chayim luumnin. And therefore, says the Rabban, there's a fundamental distinction between getting paid for an item that I'm still holding and giving back a mashkon that I'm owed money for. One would require a shvua, one would not require a shvua. And take our Gemara Kipshuto that there wouldn't be a shvua involved. Again, there's a lot more discussion here in the Rishonim, but those are just three of the opinions. Either switch our case, the Rashba, switch that case, Rabbeinu Ephraim, or make a fundamental distinction that is the Rambam. Good. We continue now. Fourth line, Mem Vav Amin Aleph. Masav Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So again, we're still talking about the Machlokes, Abaya, and Rabba. Whether the Uman has any rights in the case where there was no Edim. There were no Edim on the Mesira to the Uman, but we see the item now in the Rishus of the Uman. Does he have a Migu that he could have said, it's mine? So Masav Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Uman Ein Lo Chazaka. Go back to our Mishnah for a second. Uman has no Chazaka. So, we already discussed this a little bit yesterday. Why dafka uman? The Rishonim discussed. The Gemara gets into it. Uman hu dey lo chazaka. Ha'achay ish lo chazaka. We assume the Mishnah says uman has no chazaka, but anyone else who's on an uman would. So what's the case we're talking about? Techidami. E deika edim. If there are edim for the original mesira, acher amayesh lo chazaka. So then why does anybody else have a chazaka? If Adam see that I gave you an item, so why would you ever have a chazaka? So I gave it to you to watch, so why would you ever have a chazaka if it's clear that it's mine? Say, Allah, Abdullah, Adam. It must be there are no Adam on the original Masira, and the Mishnah says, Vaktani, Uman, Eno Chazaka. And it says, even though there were no Adam on the original, Uman has no chazaka. So that means even if the item is still in the Rishus of the Uman. Tiyufta, the Rabba Tiyufta. So it must be that Rabba is wrong. The Uman never has a Chazaka. And the Rashbam here goes into, as the other Rishonim do, we'll just read a few lines of the Rashbam. Sola Maskana, what do we hold? So we had already yesterday the Tosas Rid and the Rif with the Lashon of do we reject Rabba totally? Do we only reject, right? The Tosas Rid had Lahudim Isa Ora, Vesimcha, Vesasim Ikari, like the Shita that the Rif quoted, but not the Rif. But if you look in the Rashbam, the last skinny line, Vahashta Shamin and Mehacha. We have to go back to what the Rabba and Abaya were based on. Tamafkin is a Chavir Be'edim, Ein Tzarech Lachzor Lo Be'edim. Like Abaya said, if you give something to an item to Shomer with Edim, you does not have to return it with Edim. Teha Hader Be Rabba Lagabe Abaya, as we said yesterday's daf, Rabba was Chozer Bo. Ubeha Mocher Es Abayis Lekamon Paskinon, and then he quotes the Gemara later on, an even greater Chiddush, Shafilu Hamafkin Eitz Chaveiro Bishtar Ein Tzarech Lachzor Lo Be'edim. Right, even if he gives it bishtar, you might think is a real raya. He wants real fundamental proof that you gave it back. Even there, ein tzarech lachzor lo be'edim. And then he goes into other details of the case. Shamafkin is a chaver be'edim, v'adayim yeshnu lo bikadon biyado lefanenu. If you had edim and you still have the bikadon, sheini yochol l'tapar echzati lecha. Right, it's always yado, kimat always yado al halyona. If according to Abaya and according to the Maskana. If we didn't see him and he doesn't have it, so then he can be believed with amigo because then already he has power to say Lohayit Vermei Olam V'chulu. And the Rashbam goes into other cases of Psak. Okay, but let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan says the Tosefta in Maseches Baba Kama. Nischalfu lo kelim bekelim bebeisa uman. Once we're talking about an uman, what about this case? I gave my shirt to the uman to work with. And then when I go pick up my shirt, he gives me my shirt back. I go back up and I realize it's not my shirt. Looks like my shirt, very similar to my shirt, but it's not exactly my shirt. Nischalfu lo kelim bekelim bebeisa uman. So what's the halacha? I know it's not my shirt. Am I allowed to use it? You're allowed to use it until the real owner of this shirt you're Reuven, right? The worker gave you Shimon's shirt. So until Shimon comes, I'm allowed to use Shimon's shirt because I can think to myself, he probably has my shirt. And this was given to me, and therefore, I'm allowed to use it until it is claimed. Right? The Rashbam says on the first white line, Velo have Shaul Shalomidas. Right, you're not considered a Shoal Shalom Midas as the status of a Gazlan, even though you know it's not yours, but Lamaisa, the Uman gave it to you, and therefore, you are allowed to use it. But, what happens if it wasn't given to you, but it was at a wedding, and the wrong coat? Bebeisa Avel or Bebeisa Mishteh, Harizeh Lo Yishtamish Bahen, there, and the Beis Avel or Beis Mishteh, there, you cannot use it. Achi Yavo Halav Yitol Shalom. So Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference? In both cases, you have an item that's not yours. Mistama, the other person has yours. So why, in one case would you be able to use it, and one case you would not be able to use it? So we'll go with our girsa. The Bach takes out the girsa. But Amar Rav HaViyasidva Kameita Habibi V'Amar. Rav said, I was sitting in front of my uncle Habibi, Reb Chiya, and he said, the Bach just has, Reb Chiya said, Amar Li, V'chi Ein Adam Asui Lomar Le'uman Macharli Talisi? Is it not normal? Is it not common for somebody to say to an Uman, here, take my garment and sell it? Meaning, there's a good chance that the other person, let's say Reuven and Shimon we're talking about, so Reuven got back the wrong coat. Reuven got back the wrong shirt. So there's a good chance that Shimon had told the Uman, you know what, take my shirt, you can fix them and sell it. Make me some money for it. There's a good chance that happened. And then, the Uman was supposed to give, you know, the shirt of sale to someone else, and he's supposed to give Reuven's shirt back to Reuven, but he mixed it up. Things got mixed up. And by mistake, he gave your coat away to someone else. So he solves the problem, right, that, by giving the other shirt that was earmarked for the sale, to knowing that he's giving the wrong shirt back to Reuven. But, you know, the other person told him that he has flexibility. So it was in the scene of Midas. It wasn't, in the case of the Uman, a case where he gave the wrong shirt. He knows he's giving the wrong, maybe earlier he did, but right now he knows he's giving the wrong shirt. Maybe that's why you're allowed to use it in that case. Look at the Rashbam's Lashon. On the end of the second wide line. He told him to sell it. Since there was no mistake here, the Uman gave it to you on purpose, you're allowed to use it. Unlike the case of Beis Avel, Beis HaMishneh, right, then it was a total mistake, and therefore, you wouldn't be able to use it. That's the Techilik in the case. Continue a little more. Amar Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Nachman lo shanu elahu. And this would only apply if the Uman himself gave the talis. Aval ishtu uban avlo, a wife and children might not know whose it was, they might have actually made the mistake of giving back the wrong shirt, so therefore you would not be able to use it there. V'hunami lo amran elo d'amr le talis tam. It's also only if he gives back the talis and says, here is a talis. Aval talischa lo. But if he says, your talis, then it's not allowed. Hai lav talis didehu. It's not his talis. So if he says, it's your talis, it must be, he's making a mistake. And that's why you would not be able to use it. Period. Okay, a couple of important discussions that we need to have. First, some lumdis, and then we'll get to some lamaisa cases. First of all, the Ritva says, what is the suggestion of the Gemara? Maybe there's a chance that the other guy said to sell it, and therefore he's giving it as an asinim midas. Says the Ritva, but maybe not. You know, why do you say maybe yes, maybe no? So why are you able to use it just on the whim? V'im tomer amai itzli bazel akula. V'yitzli didilma adayin hayushneim bershusa shaluman. V'nischalfulo. V'lo dayik. Right? The lo duck b'mechira. Maybe he still has both of them in his house. How do you know it was there's a good chance. Maybe there's not a good chance. Why are you able to assume lakula in this case? V'yesh lomar says the ritva. Did b'mechira lo dayik. Kiva shesachran shaveh. We've had earlier, you know, b'mechira lo dak. You're a little not exactly, not exacting in what you give, and a little money, a little bit more, a little bit less, or which shirt. So when you sell two things, fine. You might say you sold A instead of B. But here, you were a worker, and now you're giving back the person's shirt. You're going to be medatik. And if you weren't medaktik, and you gave back the wrong thing, there's a very good chance, says the Ritva, that Gemara assumes he did it on purpose. On purpose. That's the Ritva's Lashon. But in the footnote, he says, look in the Shar Yosher. Which Shar Yosher? One of the most basic Yisodos of the Shar Yosher in the world of Dini Bamanis. The first piece in Shar Chamishi, Rav Shimon Shkup says, the Rav of Grodno, right, says the Rav Shimon Shkup, in Perek Aleph of Shar Chamishi, he says a question that all the Achronim ask. And he has a few answers, but one of them relates to this case. Right? I have my friend's item. I know it's not mine. Question is, am I allowed to use my friend's item? That's possibly a Suffolk Gezel. Ask Rav Shimon Shkup. V'roi Levayer, why do we say Suffolk Mamona Lakula? Why do we say, in cases, Hamosim Echavero Lavaraya? In a case where it's really not clear, let's say the case in Bava Kama that we had earlier, right? We were maklif the chamor and the cow, and the cow had a baby. I'm not sure if it was before. And Hamosim Echavero Lavaraya. What? Isn't it Suffolk Gezel? Suffolk Darais in the Chumra. So that's a case. That's a question on so many cases. He says, "V'roy levayer, lama nigra iser gezel mishar isurim ukemot the kaimelon the kol iser Torah lechumra." He says, "V'kar amdu al zehar beachronim." And then he says, "Let me tell you a few of the answers, which I don't like." He says, "Rabbi Chiyo Basson says, well, let's think about this. I'm in a case of suffic gezel. Therefore, what should I do? I should give it to the other guy. But now he's suffic gezel. How's that going to help? And then he's giving it back to me. So we go in a circle. So there's no point." In the case of Suffolk Gezel, ain't Breira, because there's a case of Suffolk Gezel. What? So you give it to the Bezdin? Bezdin can hold on to it? Yehi Munach. He doesn't have that possibility. He said, no, I'll call him, he has a Suffolk Gezel. De'im Nachmir ala Nitva, Yehi Suffolk Gezel b'yad HaToveya. So, that's one shot. And he says, V'kol ha'achronim isigol teretzeh. He says, I don't like that. All the achronim are masik on that. Why? Because we have the rule, Bari V'shem ha'bari Yandif. And if somebody is buried, then in the buried's hands, it's not Suffolk Gezel. That's the halacha. He's Vadai. Leka Chash Isser Eitzel Toveya. Degam B'Suffolk Isser Mahani Bari. Number one, he says, and he's Baker Dvar V'Yishlo Tamua D'Mabakach. Al Talpanim Kalecha Yochish La'atzmo. V'Hayirayi Degam Bezdin Lo Yonichu Kach Hashi Yisra Asr Shnei Ba'ali Dinim. Okay, so make them pshara. Make them be mochel to each other. Figure something out. So that is all number one. Number two, a second suggestion he quotes from the Urim Tumim, who says, Hakushya Me'ikara Lesa. It's a very Yisodistic piece in the Rav Shimon Shkup. He says, Kikach Hoya HaMitzvah V'Halav Shalo Sigzol. An amazing finish. Hainu Gezel Vadai. Avol Gezel Safek Imu B'Yadcha Ein Kanisr Gezel. He says, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Just like, and amazing, what does it compare it to? Tekach halacha nemra halach moshi hamosu mechaver alav araya umishetafas yochol lahasek ve'in kan savig iser klal ki lo asra Torah gezel b'kiyah gavna. It's gahai gavna lo amar. The Torah says whenever Torah is only asra's vada gezel, not safig gezel. Kimo, and he compares it to lo asra Torah mamzer safig umaiser safig vechado meharbe ve'lakach afilu atesi de shemayim ein kan chash. Says Rav Shimon Shkup, I don't understand that answer. Why? Because by all of those, there are psukim in the Torah that teach me. Mamzer vadai hu delasar Torah, lo mamzer suffik. Right? Meiser behema vadai, lo meiser behema suffik. Right? There's special dinim and zeres akasavs. You don't have anywhere in Shas that it says, gezel vadai amar achman of lo gezel suffik. Lo niskar begemara, lo rameis lanu, shehe ez a chidish halacha, lo moshe misinai. Oh, Eza Gilu Yimena Torah. The Lahafich, the Gemara says, Amachos Mechel of Araya, right? Ain't Sarah Krad, the Svar, it's a Svar the other way. Habos Mechel of Araya, right? As we learned in Baba Kama Menba. The Imhaya in the Indian Zeshel, Slavic Gezel, Eza Chidish Halacha, Havile Lashas Lomar. The Elzeh Megale Akrad, the Mi Baldram, Mi Gash Aleyan, that should be the Pasik. So therefore, he doesn't like those two, and he says, I like what the Kuntras Asfeka says, the brother of the Xos, though he says, I have to expand upon it. It's similar to the number two, but it's a different focus. Shelo asra haTorah es hagezel ela mashehu shel chaveiro mitzad hadin. Avol mashehu shelo mitzad hadin lo asra alav Torah. He says it's only gezel if halacha says to me that it's gezel. But if the halacha says that I'm allowed to keep it, then it's not gezel. It's not that the Torah is saying gezel vade versus gezel safek. No, it's that there's no such thing really as Safek Gezel. Once the Torah says that I'm allowed to keep it based on Hamosim Echaver Olav Araya, then it's mine. There is no case of Safek Gezel. And he says beautifully, he says, Dekal, and this is classic of Rav Shimon Shkaf. He says this about a number of topics. He says you've got to think a little bit out of the box. Dekal dine hamishpatim shel dine maminis beinish l're'ehu. Whenever we think of societal laws that are basically logical that the Chachamim and the Torah want us to come up with, einam kedera kol mitzvahs haTorah. It's not similar to other mitzvahs. The b'chol mitzvahs humashis yir lanu Torah ba'aseh v'lo sase. The Torah tells us exactly what to do and what not to do. There's an aseh, there's a lo sase. Do this, don't do that. Chiyuv kiyuma malenu hua ikir l'kayim mitzvahs Hashem. Uvedini mamanis ain't okay. In dini mamanis, the Torah itself gives the dayanim flexibility. Hilchus toin v'nitan. Hilchus tovea v'nitva. So first the dayanim have to use their heads. Once they use their heads about what to do, then memela, whatever they say to do, is what the Torah tells us to follow. Ubedin imamanis enokein. Dekodem, listen to this lashon. Dekodem shachal aleinu mitzvahs Hashem. Before the mitzvahs Hashem is chal upon us, tzorech sheyukdam aleinu chiyuv mishpati. There is a societal mishpat rules. Dahare af im katan wa goza. What if a katan stole something? He's not chayv in mitzvahs. You know what Bez is going to do? They're going to take it from him and give it back. I'm not chayv in mitzvahs. The answer is this is dini mishpatim. Bez needs to lahatzil ashuk miat ashko lakufes a katan lahatzir achifes lagozul balav. Number one, and then he says, "V'od klali kari bazeh teheichash anu donim al ezes chus v'kinyan shal adam be'ezah chayfes oshibin mamon ain anu donim klal al inyan shmiris ezah mitzvah." When Bezin's trying to figure out who this is, are they trying to figure out who's chayf to do a mitzvah? They're trying to figure out the reality. They're trying to figure out who owns this money. Inyan mitzius lami kanya davar. Umiva mi ra'uy al pi toras mishpatim lahachzik es hachefetz ulefizeh. We have all of these principles al pi achraz haseichel shal pi toras hamishpatim hadin nosein kein. That's step one. Once Bezin figures that out, so then we get into issues of losigzal. V'hinei alav shal isur gezel who shal lo yigzal ishmei chaveiro davar shal pi toras hamishpatim who shal chaveiro. Right, it's not anything beyond that. And therefore, Nirlanes Daiti Barur, the Suffolk Gezel, Asir Minatorah, Kachal Suffolk Isser Torah. If you really have a Suffolk and an Isser Gezel, it's for sure going to be Asir. Ella, the Suffolk Gezel, who Dover Rachok Minamatsias. It's very far that you'll ever have such a circumstance of a Suffolk Gezel. The Bekal Suffolk Mamon, Horu Lanu Chachamim, Eze Mishpat Al Pitaras Mishpatim. We have rules of what to do. And whenever there's a rule, Leka Isser Gezel, Oshu Vada Gezel, Oshu Vada Heter. And therefore, that's why it doesn't come up. Again, it's a much more expansive than the second idea, but that is what he says. But the important Shiloh related to this is the issue of the left coat in the shul, right? What happens? You come out of shul and there's a coat that looks like yours, but it's not yours. And your coat isn't there, right? Are you allowed to take the coat? Are you allowed to use the coat? What do the poskim say? Because what impression do you get from this Gemara? You get the impression that if it was done on purpose, then you're not allowed to take it. Right? What's the only heter? Because the Uman must have known about it, and he gives you this, and the other guy's happy about it, that he can use it. But what if it was a real mistake? If the other real batas, maybe, like if there was a wife and children, so then you wouldn't be able to take it. So what's the halacha? So all the achronim start with the Aruch HaShulchan. Right? The Rishonim don't really talk about this case, but the Aruch HaShulchan here in Kuf Lamed Vav, where this he's quoted, right? Kuf Lamed Vav is the simon about Nischalfu, Kela, Bebesa, Ha'avil, Bebesa, Mishnah. That's our case, right? It was given, taken up by accident. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Nischalfu, Lo, Kela, Bebesa, Avil, Bebesa, Mishnah, Lo, Yishtamish, Behem. Right? You can't use it. You can't use it. So that sounds like our case. If it's Nischalfu at a shul, Nischalfu at a function, says the Aruch HaShulchan at the end of Choshe Mishpat, Kuf Lamed Vav. Vahaminag bimakomos hagedolim, makom sherabim misasvim sham. Umenichim hamin olim ha'elyonim bipruzar. Somebody puts their galoshes, right? Their rain boots outside. Everybody leaves them outside. Upitseisam yischalfu shel zebazes. One size fits all. And they see somebody else took theirs and then there's other people left. So, ein makpidin bedabar. Says Aruch HaShulchan, nobody cares who takes whose. Vamishtamish kalecha b'shel chaveiro. Ache yisra'u panim umachlifim mitzatzmo ve'im bezachshash gzela shekach nohagu. That's the minhag. The minhag is, by the case of the boots, the rain boots, that if you put them over the shoes, you know, that people are mocking about that. That's what is done, because kach nagu, this is the situation. So what about coats? Are people not mockfit on coats like they are on rain boots that go over the shoes? Right? What about, let's get another question in a minute. But first, Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelek Hey Simon. What's the Simon test? Oh, Zion. He has the case. Mishalakach Mishogig Bebeis Akneses Me'il Sheino Shalo. What about this case? You took the wrong one. I took the wrong one. And then I come back to the shul and now I see mine is gone. So it was my fault. It was my fault. Am I a Goslin? Am I a Shol Shalom Midas? Do I have to do tshuva? Do I, like, what? What is that? What's the case? And if I went back and I find my own, fine. I put back the old one, I take the new one. But what about this case? He says, what does Rav Moshe say? Those are two sources that he quotes first. From the Gemara, you get the impression that you would never be allowed to take it, because it was all a mistake. But then the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, Mashru the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not dafka, he doesn't think it's only by the rain boots. Shalo rak al iro u mekomos hasmuchin lo chasav zeh, el al stam mekomos, shagam bimeil hu minag zeh, al anokan mashi yoser matzi los chali petos. So he says, Mistama, you'd be able to, you know, people are machmid. But then he says, again, if there's a fancy coat versus a non-fancy coat, we're talking about a case where it's basically the same coat. If something is more expensive, obviously, and it's special, it has my initials in it, then it might be different. But he said, Aval hurak bistam, tishetalina chezahaya zeh hatos b'chiluf, aval kishenoda habaylam al hame'il, shel hame'il, v'hamin olin, v'chadome shebiyado, v'habaylam ahu lo lokak klum, tzorach zeh shalokak betos l'hachse l'habaylam. If you realize that it's not yours, and you know that it belongs to so-and-so, you gotta give it back. Umashe shalo leka, who has to shalo? If I realize that it belongs to someone else and I go back and my coat's not there, I still have to give back, you know, the coat that I took. It's tough luck on me. I have to figure out where my coat is. But, you know, I took it by accident. But let me say this, says Rav Moshe, because before the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't find the discussion of this. Yesh vaday makomo shalaka minag zeh. There might be some places out there that there is not so, no minhag like this. And everybody, nobody takes other people's coats. Aval, or shoes, or whatever. Aval tov lahanig zeh b'chol makam u'makam adei Rashi Yakol. But you should have, it's a nice idea. It's a good idea. V'yifarsimu zeh l'kolam ispalim b'tchilas ha-takana. V'yikasuf ha-pinkes takana zu. Write it down, you know, in the case. V'gam kasuf aleiz in the yard davuk v'makam shematvikin b'chol inyanim. Put it on the bulletin board. Whoever looks, you know, if your coat was taken, then you can take the other person's coat, or I mean, not be makbid if it's the same exact coat. Either way, interesting discussion. Again, we're not paskening right now. We're just quoting some of the issues. Another interesting discussion the Shevet Alevi, Rav Osner, has here in a tshuva in Chelek Vav. Chelek Yud, sorry. No, Vav. Chelek Vav, Simon Reish Lam Ches. He talks about a case of a hat. And what about a case of a talus? Then everybody maybe gets a little more personal. You know, you go to, somebody goes to the bathroom and you come out and there are four talis in there and somebody took your talis. It's the same thing, but it looks the same. Right, it looks the same, but I know my talis. And there's 500 people in shul. So how can I get my talis back? And the other guy is not so careful. He's going to fold up his talis, put it in the talis bag, and that's it. So you're allowed to take the other guy's talis. So that already says you have to know exactly what the case is. Most of the time we ask the gabbai to announce after davening. Somebody took the wrong talis, they have to go to the bathroom, and please, you know, find out exactly who's it. So a lot of it depends on umdana. Depends on what people think, what type of garment it is. But it is an interesting discussion. You just read the Gemara here. Sounds like, you know, you're not allowed to if it was taken bitos. But either way, the Achronim say that in certain situations, they would be understanding otherwise. Just one final point related to this, and then we'll continue, and that is, the Aruch HaShulchan is clear, though, that they didn't wear their rain boots into the shul. Right, they left them outside. Right, with all of the snow on it, wherever they were in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Nevardik, you know, all the snow. So, the Rav Shechter writes in Simen Yud Beis, in Eretz Tzvi, he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, that, you know, you have to realize the shul is a makom where you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's Kedusha, it's a Mikdash Ma'at. And therefore, we have to know that if somebody, I'll read you the Lashon, Heyer Abenu Shlita, because it's like a Mikdash Ma'at, should be most like Shamim Vashlogim, Shehochim Berechovos Ha'ir, Begalashin, Uberrubbers, Al Gabi Haminalim, Sheoser Likanis Labes Haknesses, Boshak Alashin Al Minalov. You can't wear that. The stam bnei adam makpitan al kach. Shloli kanis lebeisam im agalashin. Would you go into your living room with these on? Mistamanat. You can't go into the shul. We discussed in the past the relationship between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Right? One is that with the both, we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both places. Rav Soloveitchik writes, Beis HaKnesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol comes to us. Beis HaMikdash, we go to him. He talks about that in one of his Yartzeit Shirim. So here, like that Aruch HaShulchan says, V'din kavod Beis HaKnesses, tali hu b'mashas stam bnei adam regilim hakon alav b'toch beisam. Like the Gemara says, would you take a kapandaria, would you go through your living room, somebody else's living room? No, so you can't go through the shul to take a shortcut. Either way, eina olam regilim lizari bazeh. Says many people are mocked about this. Now you have to maybe bring another set of shoes to the shul to make sure that I don't trample up the shul. Either way, that is a side point related to that Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, very important Shar Yosher. Again, Shar Hey Simin Aleph, and the Chuvis relating to the taking of the coats. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, where are we up to? Says the Gemara, Omer Le Abaye L'Rava. So we just said that it only applies in a case where it was done, where it could have been done bedas. But if it was the wife and children, or if he says talischa, then we assume that you cannot take it. Omer Le Abaye L'Rava Ta Achilacha Ramai De Pumpadisa. My Abdi. Abaye said, let me explain to you what the tricksters of Pumpadisa do. The tricksters, Amarle, Havli Sarviloi. Somebody goes to one of the workers and says, can I have my talus back that I gave you to fix? So Amarle, Lohaydra Meolam, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what, well, you didn't give me a shirt. Ha Isli Sadi, the Chazio Gabach. No, I have witnesses that saw my shirt by you. Amarle, Hahu Achrina Havi. No, that was somebody else's. You think it was yours, it was really somebody else's. Afkinu Venechzinu, could you please bring it out? Let's analyze it. I want to look at it. Amarle, says the worker, as if he's very self-righteous, Ivra lo mafkinilei, sorry, there's privacy acts. You know, maybe this belongs to someone else. Who says this is yours? I'm not, again, he's making up the story, but he's pretending he's doing the right thing, but I'm not bringing it out. See the second to last line of the Rashbam, Be'emes lo otzienu bishvil ta'anu secha shel hevel. I think you're totally wrong. Era lecha mamon acherim. I'm going to show you other people's stuff. That's not right. Vizeu haramaut. This is the trickery. Delo l'shem shamayim miskavein el alignov es talas chaveiro miskavein. Right, he's making himself appear, you know, like a big tzaddik, and really, obviously, he's a big ganav. Right, because right, that's the problem of a ganav versus a gazlan, as we know. Right, the Gemara says in Bava Kama Ayin Tes, why is it that ganav pays more? Because he's Ganav is scared of people, but he's not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Like this guy. Like these tricksters of Pumpadisa. So Amar Rava Shapar Kamarle, Rava says, you're right, they're tricking and they're lying and they're Ganavim, but their claim allows them to keep their property. Shapar Kamarle, why? Ra'a Tanya. Remember the Brisa we had on yesterday's daf? On the fourth line, on Amid Beis, Ra'a Avdo B'Yaduman. When do we say that the Ma'ar'er, or the Toveya has rights? When it's seen. But if you don't see it, then you're not going to have rights. Just like we said, the Uman might have rights there. So here too. So therefore, you're right, it's a problem, but it's not that we can force him to take it out. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, but if he's a smart guy, then I could give a little advice how to deal with these tricksters, right? Like Yaakov Avinu says, you know, Lavan's, I gotta be on his playing field, right? So here too, v'ichachim mashvi le'ra, right? If you're a chacham, you can be mashve it into a case of ra. Why the amarle? Why don't you say to him, amai tfistalei lamishu dislo gaboy? Why don't you say, says the Rashbam, you say this in private, not in front of witnesses. So it's not considered a hodas baldin, right? Where you say, why are you keeping my shirt? Why should this look up? What? You're right, the money that I owe you. Right? You make up a story like you owe me money. What? I owe you the money, that's why you're keeping it? You know what? Hashtav kinu, vishay minu. Why don't you take it out? We'll figure out how much this shirt is worth. And shkol tidach, veshkolan adidi. And then I'll pay you exactly what I owe you. You'll try to mislead him, try to get him to be able to bring out the shirt and try to get him to realize, get him to think that you're going to give him even more money. And that's how Rav Ashi says that if you can, it can work. And the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi. Okay, but these tricksters are a little too smart for that. Matzi Amalei, lo tzarich l'shubadidach. No, thanks, I don't need, I know exactly what it's worth. you know, thank you very much for your offer. But thanks, but no thanks. Kfar shamua kamay de kamach. The ones before you already were estimated exactly how much it's worth, so therefore, you know, thank you, but no thanks. The Ritva says, what exactly is this chachma? Whereas if you want to be a chacham, he says, Tamiya Milsa, my chachma. It's like you're trying to get it out. But why is this such chachma? So he says, V'yesh lomar, shezem modelo atah, I'm admitting to you that I want to give you everything you want. That's why it's somehow getting something on his side by admitting that I owe you. Sounds like even if you don't say it in private, right? It's a chacha because he's admitting it's a hodas baldin, which would not be a hodas baldin. Kind of like a moda, the serious moda beforehand, because of the situation. That's why it would be chachma if it would work. But obviously, says Rav Achav Reid Ravidi, I don't think it would work so well. Again, this is a case of arma. Sometimes the Gemara says ha'arama is okay. Sometimes the Gemara says harama is bad, and sometimes the Gemara says harama is advisable. Right? Different aramas. Sugis and Maseches Beitza discuss the harama, but the language of the Rush in Maseches Shabbos is the crucial lashon lav kol ha'arama shavos, right? Not every ha'arama is equal, right? The Gemara talks about in brachas about ma'arim, a person is ma'arim al tfuaso. Person brings their tfuah into the not the front door. So that is looked upon as okay. It works. It's not amazing, right? The Gemara says the Chasidim Harishonim never did that, right? Because they wanted to put themselves into the situation of mitzvos. That's the Chasidim Harishonim, and these are the later generations. But again, it's not evil. That's not evil, arma. Sometimes arma is evil, like here. This arma is evil. This is bad. And then other times you have haramos that are even advised. They're in Maseches Beitza. You have certain haramos where I shechted an animal, and the question is, am I allowed to do certain ochel nefesh activities on Yantif? No, but if I'm salting my meat, and then the salt, I put the hide underneath the salt, and it happens to go onto the leather while I'm salting my meat, so... And they advise that sometimes. Because that is something that is not evil, and it's not even a reshus. They say, you know, do it. There's nothing wrong with it. So there are different types of haramas, even in the Torah, where we find hanachash haya arum mikol chayas hasada. The nachash was arum. Yaakov also acted in arma, but that would be very different. If you look in the Ksav HaKabbalah, we don't have time to go into it at length. The Ksav HaKabbalah there in Toldos talks all about Yaakov's words, anochi. Esa Becharecha, and he goes through why it was the least arma. He was trying, it's fascinating. He was trying to get Yaakov to get Yitzchak to realize who he really was by using clumsy, so to speak, lashon, Anochi instead of Ani, Esa Becharecha instead of Becharecha. Esa, say the Becharecha first. Isn't that the ikker what you're trying to do? Ani is a simpler word. Anochi is I am who I am. All these trying to show that he's not in it for himself. So again, there's different haramas in the Gemara, there's different haramas in the Torah, and as is discussed here. Okay, we continue. Aris ein lo chazaka. So the next line of the Mishnah had said all of these people don't have chazakis, and aris ein lo chazaka, the Mishnah had said earlier on daf membeis membeis, the uman, the shutif, the aris, the apuchapis. So, says the Gemara, why does the aris not have chazaka? What type of kids aris are we talking about? Let's say I have a sharecropper. So for 2 years, he gets a percentage. For the past 3 years, he's taken all of it. So the Mishnah said, no chazaka. Why not? Amai, Adu in Napal Gavahashtakua. Up until now he got half and now he gets the whole thing. Why isn't that a chazaka? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Barisi Bati Avos. You're right, generally that might be a chazaka. The Mishnah is talking about a case of an Aris Bati Avos. An Aris whose his family has been an Aris to my family for years and years. Right, and therefore, you know, often we let the family, the Baalei Bayis, let the Aris family stay for a couple of years to get the whole thing, and then the following years we'll get the whole thing. They have a longer relationship. So that's why there's not going to be a chazaka here. Amar of Nachman, Aris Shahorid Aris and Tachtav. What happens if an Aris subcontracts other Arisin to work on part of the field for him? So then, Yesh lo chazaka. So then there is a chazaka meaning the contractor, not the sub, the one, the original aris. Even though we just said an aris doesn't have a chazaka, but here he would have a chazaka. My taima, I'm sorry, this is the whole field. The next one is partial of the field. The whole field, my taima, to lo avin inish, to nafti arisi la'ari v'shasik. Even if I have, let's say, an aris, bati avos, but if I see a different aris in that land for 3 years straight, I'm not going to keep quiet. Because why are you doing that? And if I wouldn't let a subcontractor in there without saying anything, and therefore that it would be a chazaka. Amr of Yochanan, but that's only the whole field. Aris shechilek larisin. What if an aris gives portions to different arisin? Ein lo chazaka. That is not, because that doesn't bother me as much. My taima, Amar, her money ba'al mashavi. I will say that, you know, they're just doing the aris bati avos's shlichus and what he wants, but I don't think that it was given over to them, because they're only each working in part of the land. Peri. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisel or Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. It has to specify which Rav Nachman, because it's two Rav Nachmans in the story. Tosfos talks about who Stam Rav Nachman is. Top Tosfos. Stam Rav Nachman in the Gemara is Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. But here you have to specify. So Yilam Deina Rabbeinu, what did he ask? Aris Meido Eino Meir. Could an Aris testify that this land belongs to the owner? Is he an Ogei Bedover? In Aris. Have Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei. Amar Lei. Hachi Amar Shmuel. Aris made. Aris can be made. It's not his property. He's working. And you know what? Maybe if there was a different person owning the land, he would also work for them. So he doesn't gain or lose anything. V'hatanya eino meyid. I different Raisa says he cannot be meyid. Lo kasha hadiika peira ba'ara hadaleka peira ba'ara. It depends. Are there fruit already to be harvested on the land or not? Different pshatim exactly. The Rashba and others quote other pshatim. We'll just go with the Rashba and pshat. If there are fruit already on there, so the aris really wants a portion, a percentage of this. And if he doesn't testify for his owner, the other guy's going to take it. He's not going to get any of it. So if there are fruit here, he's not allowed to testify. But if there's no fruit here yet, so then, okay, he doesn't have a vested interest. Maybe the guy will hire him too. There's nothing here to take right now. He already got paid for what he got, for the work that he did, and therefore, nothing more. There's no vested interest, and he would be able to be made. Period. Just, preface the next line. The next two words are the only time in Shas that such a thing comes up. We know that simin comes up in many different places. There are many simanim, mnemonics to help remember the next Gemara. So the next Gemara is about Arev and other Milveh v'chulu. But what's the simin that's given? Amalek. A Malik Simon, that's a pretty unusual Simon to give to remember part of Torah. They give it to help remember, right? Asher B'Yakov Emden, right here. Timcha Zefer Malik. Parsha Zachar, right in this Dafyomi cycle. This is Era Parsha Zachar. Unbelievable. So a Malik Simon. Right, so what exactly, why are we supposed to remember a Malik? Says Reb Yaakov Emden right here. You don't get any worse Simon. He said, B'chidushai, Shinatu Simon Bazeh, B'mishinoma Bar Timcha Zefer Malik. Vulai matsu remez b'mashakad v'siim kralo tishkach shetevas lo mufsekes b'tam tibcha lahoros sheish b'makon gam l'shichacha v'chulu ulahatu l'shtamit po l'ukmi agirsa tekoma da'asr shari lahakles minuvo l'beis ha-medrish l'shaber kocho l'hoz v'meno nitzos ha-kadusha shebo v'chein asu gamkein right, l'maisa, the best way to forget Amalek and to wipe out Amalek is to schlep him to the beis ha-medrish. And Amalek's whole mahus was for us to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his laws. So what do? We take him and we use him to remember his laws. His capital H. Unbelievable. Amalek Simon right here. And that's where Yaakov ended. And that's what we know. It's the best way to counter the anti-Hashkocha nation is to deepen our emuna and bring him and use him. Right? B'nei Banav Shal Haman, you know, sat in the Learned Torah in B'nei Brak. You know, and that's the ultimate rejection, the ultimate nekama that we can take is by having Torah and mitzvos and even using him in this regard. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, I hope to Beth Hashem give shir tomorrow. The next 2 days after that will be put up from the last cycle, but I hope Beth Hashem also to do tomorrow. Not 100%, but I hope.